This is a Capricorn FM podcast.
Let's talk about this issue relating to the Greater Giyani Municipality. So the municipality has announced the appointment of Masindi Ralephada as the new Chief Financial Officer. It's effective from the 1st of February. The municipality says Ralephada is a highly accomplished financial expert with notable qualifications, including Chartered Accountant and Registered Auditor, and she holds a Bachelor of Accounting Sciences degree and a Postgraduate Diploma in Applied Accounting Science. They say she brings extensive executive experience from her previous roles, and I'll let them speak to these matters. But the issue is this, that there have been reactions to the announcement of her appointment by some quarters, and largely on social media, questioning that she doesn't come from the area. Why didn't the municipality get somebody from the area? And the area, so they mean the Greater Giyani area. Let's talk to that. And there have been different reactions to that. One of the reactions that we'll get to later is with the ANC Women's League that have reacted to such statements that have been uttered around this appointment. But firstly, let's understand what's happening around this. Speaking to Mr. Stephen Mabunza, he speaks for the Greater Giyani Municipality. Mr. Mabunza, good evening and welcome.
Good evening, Gamula, and good evening to the listeners.
Good evening. Thank you very much for your time. Mr. Mabunza, talk to us about the appointment of the new CFO.
Indeed, Mula, you've said a mouthful. We are happy as the municipality to have attracted such a talent to come and lead the finances of the municipality. She is, in our view, a rare breed. She has everything that you will need from a CFO. So, yes, indeed, after announcement, we were surprised and shocked. People playing tribal cards, thinking as to why and not a Tsonga speaking person. Remember, Ngamula and the listeners, when we advertised this position, we advertised externally, meaning we were targeting, we were looking to attract any talented person from everywhere in South Africa, regardless of their language. We just don't have ways to describe those who complain based on tribal line. The Greater Giyani Municipality is a municipality for everyone, and that is proven by the composition of our executives at large. We have everyone. We've got babies, we've got vendors. Even before she came, there were still different vendors around here. Look, even some of us, before we came this side, we were employed elsewhere where other tribes were dominant. So if we are to look at these things on tribal lines, it means everyone else working either in Polokwane, Joburg, or anywhere in the country, and is a stronger speaking person, must come home and see if we would be able to fit in, all of us, in this municipality. It's just something that people must desist from promoting. Tribalism is not only just a word; it is a dangerous thing. We've come a long way to can indeed start to look at things based on tribal lines.
Right, we're speaking with the spokesperson of the Greater Giyani Municipality, Mr. Stephen Mabunza, and talking about the appointment of the new Chief Financial Officer, but also the reactions of some to the appointment. As you said, Mr. Mabunza, some have been reacting along tribal lines. They're saying, why didn't you get someone from local? Someone, they're saying that someone, as you've seen on social media and elsewhere, someone who is she Tsonga speaking. Maybe take us through the process you went in to be able to find somebody to replace or to even appoint just to fill that position of Chief Financial Officer.
Thanks, Ndamula. It is a normal procedure. We advertise the position, and everyone else who sees it and think he or she is fit to apply, did apply. And then the following action would be the shortlisting part. I so pretty doubt it if there was any other person who was overlooked with similar or more qualifications than the lady that we've appointed. And I will also want to use this opportunity to say, if there is any Tsonga speaking person, for argument's sake, who feels that he or she does have the qualifications that the current incumbent has, the experience as well, pound for pound. I will take this opportunity to say, come forward. South Africa has a lot of organ, there are a lot of organ of states that are there to redress issues that people feel genuinely that they have been overlooked. But in as far as the appointment is concerned from the municipality part for now, Ngamul, we are satisfied that we have followed due processes and the best candidate has been appointed.
Yes, and everything as far as you're concerned is above board. Just as I was reading in the intro, I spoke about a bit of a qualification. She comes highly qualified, highly recommended and experienced. Please talk to us about that.
Yes, indeed. She is qualified. She is a CA coming from the background of the Auditor General's office. She served in other offices before coming to joining us. And a track record is so impressive that I personally felt that the municipality is so lucky to have attracted such a talent, which I think, as I'm speaking now, I'm even afraid that these people are giving her more coverage. They are giving her more popularity that some organizations might want to come and poach her from us. So on a personal level,
yeah,
I'm worried that even before we get to see what she is here to do, someone might come and
knock on the door.
Yes.
Just on issues of tribalism in our areas, in our municipal areas. Of course, we're speaking now because this issue has arisen in the Greater Giani area. It is not to say that it is limited to the area. But you work in the area, you engage in the area. Is that still a challenge? Do we still have a problem of it? And is there anything that we can and we should be doing about it?
Ngamula, from time to time, yes, people whisper about it. You rarely find someone with courage to go out on social media and start to condemn someone's appointment based on tribal line. But yes, they do whisper about it in every corner, not only in our municipality. Let me give you an example. I was just having a conversation with the newly appointed CFO. I want her actually to say, you might experience some sort of a backlash. Some people will question us. I know will question us that why do you appoint a vendor speaking person? Is there no stronger speaking person? And between me and her, she was able to say, look, I'm coming from Venda. Venda District Municipality has just appointed a stronger speaking CFO who used to be her colleague. I haven't proven that, but one thing for sure, if that is the case, so our people are also putting that stronger speaking lady who is employed by Venda District under very difficult circumstances.
And just to confirm what you're saying, a short Google that one did earlier, that there is a Masana Chauke, as I understand it, who was recently appointed as the CFO in the Bembe municipality. And perhaps speaking to what you are talking about, that this should be an issue that, yeah, it's actually Masana Chauke was actually appointed according to this somewhere in November, as I understand it. But these are conversations that if they arise, they should be dealt with, should be engaged with, and there should be understanding around.
Exactly, we need to move out from this type of behavior. We need to accept that times have changed. We also need to look at the reality that there will never be a Gazankulu. There will never be a former homeland of Lebowa or Venda. We are just moving on as one people. That needs to be embraced and allow our talented people to be absorbed wherever they want to go in South Africa.
All right. Thank you very much for your time. Good evening to you.
Thank you so much, Ngamula.
Good evening. That is Mr. Stephen Mabunza. He speaks for the Greater Giani Municipality. When we continue, we speak to the Provincial Secretary of the ANC Women's League.
Capricorn FM.
Right, let's stay stay on this conversation. We're speaking to the ANC Women's League. They had released a statement as well, responding to what they had seen largely on social media as well. Safe to think it that way. That's where some of these reactions were to the appointment of the CFO. The statement of the ANC says they are concerned about the unfortunate and reckless comments circulating on social media platforms following the appointment of Ms. Masindi Ralipada as the Chief Financial Officer of Greater Giani Municipality. These sentiments, which seek to undermine an appointment on tribal grounds, are not only backwards and offensive. Let's speak to the Provincial Secretary of the ANC Women's League, Tebogo Mamorobela. Good evening and welcome.
Good evening to you, Ngamle, and the listeners.
Good evening, good evening. Thank you very much for your time. We were just speaking to Mr. Stephen Mabunzi, just getting to understand the background of this issue. You've seen in your statement that you've gotten the cracks of it. Talk to us about how you are reacting to it and what is your understanding of what is happening here.
Ngamle, it is unfortunate that in this day, you know, and age, social media is being used to fuel tribalism. However, us and Ngamle, as the ANC Women's League, we strongly condemn these actions, this behavior, actually. We get to look into it because, remember, Ngamala, we are the league that looks or that must be concerned about the women and the young women well-being in all levels or in all aspects.
Mm.
So we try to look into that because now most of the things where people, they get to a state of being depressed and all that, it's all happens, the depression mostly. If you look into the people that kill themselves or the depression of a young girl at school, it all revolves around social media.
Mm.
It starts there. So we said as an instrument, we're not going to keep quiet. I, for one, don't know the CFO. I can't tell you really where she comes from in Venda, exactly where she comes from. I can't tell you those details. But we need to be concerned as leaders of the ANC Women's League that women are being, you know, she's a professional. That's a chartered accountant. And she went to school and, you know, acquired qualifications and she does have an experience. So now people, when they come and attack her like that, we have to stand up and remind our community and remind the Limpopo citizens that South Africa belongs to everyone that lives in it. Yet as the ANC Women's League, we could not keep quiet.
And you are saying in your statement as well that appointments to senior positions in government must and should be based on merit, competency, qualifications and proven track record.
Yes. I mean, you are talking about the person that works as the Auditor General. Remember, not to say Auditor General is the last number, but Auditor General makes sure that our government are held accountable on the matters of money and also on the matters of bookkeeping.
Mm.
So she does have a necessary experience. She has went to school for that. So that is why we had to stand up and say something as the ANC Women's League and condemn these things that are happening on social media. So it's very important, you know, that we remind our community about that. It's also very important to make them understand without making noise that you are talking about a person that is capable, a young woman that is capable, who has a track record in finance. It's not like they went and picked just anyone on the street or somebody that just having a diploma or grade off or somebody that has dropped out. It's a person that has got experience. It's a person that has got qualifications. So we had to say something about it. I mean, to us, we had to stand up. And if you are not fighting with anyone, Ngamla, it's to say, can we not be backwards? We have achieved many getting out of the struggles that we've fought. As you can remember, the apartheid system makes sure that there is a Venda land, there is a Tsamwisi land, and then there is a Zulu land, and separate these people. They were making just to make sure that black people get to understand they are not one people, so that they will never, at some stage, run anything or be in charge of any system in the country. So we don't want to go back to that. We're reminding our people and our comrades that let's not go back there because we have achieved a lot and we've moved out of that. We've got 30 years in democracy in Gambia. We have dealt with a lot of things and such behaviors. We have walked over a long way. And it has been over the years that the ANC has been faced with this kind of challenges. Bad. So as a Women's League, we always would want to stand up against patriarchy and tribalism. will not want to see the ugly head of such things raising his head anytime, any day.
All right. Well, thank you very much for your time. Good evening to you.
Good evening to you, Ngamla, and the listeners. And we love all our women and the young women. Let's just keep on supporting each other. And remember, Limpopo is very united to each other. And also, everybody that qualifies must then get the work. It does not matter where. We are all South Africa and we belong in it. Our constitution says so. Thank you very much.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.